Good afternoon. This is John Holstein, editor of Bull Market Run. Very pleased this afternoon to have with me the president and CEO of Gold Bullion Development Corporation, Mr. Frank Bazza. We are coming to you from the Granada Gold property, standing in the long bars zone at the moment on the west side of the property. We're about 1,000 meters or so from discovery hole number 17 to the northeast, which delivered nearly 100 meters of almost 1 gram per ton. And we'll talk a little bit more about Granada specifically here in a minute, Frank. But first of all, it's great to be with you here on the Granada property. And we took a tour today through the Cadillac Corridor, and it's really quite an amazing sight, you know, to see mine after mine, exploration project after exploration project, with communities nestled, you know, right in there among some of these mines and projects. And it's just really an incredible sight.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for coming out to our site, and I'm very pleased you're here. It appears you brought the good weather from Vancouver, and you are right. It was, you know, the activity here actually never stops, regardless of the price of gold. You're sitting probably in the best camp in the world, many multi-million ounce deposits, and it's a pleasure to be working in this area. You know, you have the people, you have the infrastructure, and even the government and the tax structure is very supportive for the mining industry.
And you mentioned I brought the good weather. You're giving me maybe a little bit too much credit for that. But definitely a gorgeous day, just beautiful blue skies here on this day near Noranda, Quebec, here in northwestern Quebec. And that sort of underscores the blue sky potential of the Granada property. And Frank, a lot of excitement about the company right now. The stock has been trading huge volumes after news came out a couple of weeks ago on some very significant results in your 25-hole drill program. For lack of a better word, you have to be really excited right now.
I am very pleased with the results, especially since we were actually just drilling for structure. What we're looking at is defining the model that Genevar put together on the long bar zone. And we just want to see how long the structure is and how deep it is. The fact that we got some results that were spectacular, we're very, very pleased. We're looking more in our next stage of our drill program to do some definition drilling and be more consistent in our results over width, which might be longer. We'll also still carry on in our next drill program, do some more what I call structural drilling to see how far these zones go, especially to the northeast. And we're also looking at going further north, and we'll see what's out further north, closer to the Cadillac Trend. We're not yet at the Cadillac Trend. We're still south of the trend, so we'll be looking at doing some more drilling to see what we have going closer to the trend, which goes right through our property.
When you say you're drilling for structure, what does that mean to the average investor who is not a geologist?
Well, what we really want to know is, like, we have a deposit that has multiple veins, and veins have a tendency of not going in a straight line. So we chase these veins, and we do shallow drilling, and you'll notice most of our holes, none of them really exceed 200 meters. For us, we consider that shallow drilling. And we look where these veins go. And we're also looking for anything else that we might find. And we don't just look at the assay, but we also look at where the results are within the hole. And we also look for zones. We look for what we call altered zones. And then if there's an altered zone, we try to do another hole in close proximity to it to see if we can pick up that zone. And then it becomes an area of interest to us. We seem to be having that in the northeast section of our property. We didn't get that much what we call visible or free gold in those holes. So that was, for us, a great deal of interest. We were expecting, you know, native gold or free gold. It occurred in the holes that were to the west, where we're especially today standing. But, you know, we have to look at all these things. For us, it's not just the grade, but we have to be comfortable to understand the geology. So how we understand the geology is first we find out how big the structures are. Then we basically read the core. And then based on that, we outline where we should be going with our drill program. So there's many things happening. It's not just a simple drill a hole in the ground and run it for an assay. And we actually look at everything. And then we say, yeah, you know, the potential is that there's something else over here, especially in the northeastern section. For us, it's a little different from the rest of our structure that we're looking at in the long bar zone. But still premature, but we still like to carry on in the next drill program, especially going northeast. We feel we probably came across something quite significant there. And even north of our present structure that was developed by Genivar, going towards, like we mentioned earlier, towards the Cadillac Trend, it appears a lot of the geologists who looked at our course says, oh, we should go further north and have a closer look. So our intention is to have a closer look in that area as well.
In this type of quartz vein deposit, is it possible to, and I think this has happened in other instances, I've done a little bit of reading on this, is it possible to hit some porphyry zones, you know, which could add obviously tremendously to tonnage potential?
It's possible. We've come across that in the past. You know, a lot of the geology, you know, you develop a model and then you go out and you try to evaluate or, you know, define the model. Does it make sense? And this is what we're basically doing with what we're doing. So the chances are that we might have a porphyry zone. There might be something, like we indicated, this northeastern area, especially the way the holes, when we read the holes, when we logged the holes, we didn't see kind of premature to say, but we didn't see any free gold in it, and it gave us, a consistent, nice 1 gram assay, and for the full length of the hole, which was quite nice. And we felt we should have carried on with the extension of that hole, and most of the holes in that area. But like we said, we're drilling for structure. We're still trying to evaluate the model Genivar developed for long bar zone. So far, very pleased. It appears it's a little longer than we expected, and we still have to see how much longer this structure is, or this long bar zone is.
The model that Genivar developed is based on 26,000 meters of historical drilling at Granada. What is the significance of a model like that at this point in the exploration process?
We feel we have to do some more drilling to really confirm the grade. But the 26,000 meters gave us a good feeling of what's really close to surface. We didn't include all the holes, only the near surface holes. But what got us exciting was they drilled into the areas which were developed in the 20s and 30s, but never mined. Areas where we thought in the old days, it wasn't like today where people use equipment, but it was, hand stealing, which is old school mining, and very hard mining using jacklegs and all that. And it was kilometers of workings were developed. Only about 200,000 tons were mined, which seems to come in about a third of an ounce to 1 ounce. And the other thing that got us very interesting was that the pits that were done, the test pits, including ours that were done, and everything kind of returns, I would say, a consistent 1 gram, it appears. Even though we got some high assays, even in our bulk sample, it was about 1.66, and our waste pile, which kind of really surprised, it came at 1.75. And when you look at the assays from the underground and even the tailings that was produced from the production underground, comes in at 1.43 grams a ton. And you can feel fairly comfortable in that area, which seems to be about 600 meters long, about 500 meters deep. It appears it has about a true thickness of about 70 meters. You can comfortably say that we're looking at somewhere at 1 gram to 1.2 grams. And it got us excited. And that's just a small part of the Genivar model that's been developed to date, which we're looking at to release the structure and the model shortly, once we go over it and confirm that we're comfortable with it. And we'll put it on our website. But we're only looking at now a small, maybe about 50% of the model. But it appears it's when you combine all these things together from an operational point of view, or when people that have developed these types of deposits in the past, you have a certain degree of confidence. But it's not just drilling that got us exciting, but it was the fact these workings, there's kilometers of workings that developed, and we look at these the old timers block models, and they had these high grades in these blocks, and the bulk sample also really kind of confirms that. Like I said, we feel there's something there. It could be significant. We're still, you know, we have to quantify it, but we think it's worthwhile to carry on with the program.
Previous operators, why did they drill in such a confined area around the Granada mine? I mean, you're going into areas now where historically there has not been any drilling. Why do you think the previous operators focused on such a smaller footprint?
I think what they focused on in the old days, because of the way mining was done and the technology and that, they could only work with grades in the 9 grams, 10 gram range, you know, a third of an ounce, you know, up to 30 grams, which is about an ounce. And nowadays, because we have larger equipment, we have better ways of mining, a lot of these deposits that in the old days just didn't have... if they didn't have these grades, you just couldn't develop them. And nowadays, you know, you have trucks that can haul 400 tons of rock. In the old days, you're lucky to have a truck that could haul, you know, 5 tons of rock. So it's a matter of scale. You get a huge deposit, you have huge equipment, and all of a sudden they become economical, which, going back 70 years, they just weren't economical. So, you know, it gives us a bit of confidence we can drill out and look at these 1 gram grades. And if you've ever been out through to northern Nevada, especially in the Elko area, you find people mining stuff there down to 2 grams. I'm sorry, 0.2 grams, 0.3 grams, and they're still making money on it. So it's all about scale, you know, and the larger your equipment, the lower your grade, and your unit cost comes down, and so you know you can drill out to these areas.
This is really a fairly advanced project at this point in time. You've only done 25 holes of drilling yourselves. But, you know, you've had a chance to look at all the historical drilling, and you've done a lot of metallurgical work as well, which is really important. So you've got a pretty good head start on things here.
Yeah, we do things on a large scale on the property. Our metallurgical work was actually the bulk sample. You know, most people just do, probably 1,000 tons, at most 5,000 tons. We feel, a bulk sample has to be at least a minimum of 100,000 tons for this type of structure. By doing something that large, you not only do you get a recovery, but we also get costs. We also find other stuff that might be there. You know, for example, we feel there might be some nickel and copper in this long bar zone. And we've got some assays to date. We have to evaluate the assays if they're meaningful, if they can be economically recovered. But when you do something that large and you can, with a certain degree of confidence, say your recovery is 90%, and you can say with a certain degree of confidence that, you know, your price per ounce will be somewhere between the $300 to $400 an hour range, mm-hmm. and then you can comfortably say, you know, your grade is going to be at least a gram. So when you do something large, it has a tendency of giving you what I would call good results.
Mm-hmm. In the news release just put out recently, Frank, a couple of points to talk about here. Number one, you are intending to go into a much larger drill program. Perhaps you can quantify that a little bit for us and give us some timelines. And you also brought up the possibility of being able to complete at least a preliminary 43-101 on the Granada property by the end of this year.
Yeah, what we're looking at right now is I think we've lined up one or two drill rigs right now, which might be on the site before May. Our intent is still to drill for structure. We feel we haven't found the extent of the long bar zone structure. Then we'll like to do some infill drilling to come up with what we'll call a preliminary resource. We'll try to target somewhere later this year, early next year. And then based on those results, we'll still carry on with a much larger drill program if it's warranted. But we still haven't looked at the potential of other deposits or structures like this on our land package. It's normal to find more than one. I don't think by any means that this is the only zone that we have on our property or on our holdings. So we'll be looking at some methods of seeing if we can find other structures on our property or other zones on our property. So there'll be a lot going on towards the end of this year and early next year, and then hopefully everything comes positive. We'll carry on even a larger program.
And the size of your land package has grown substantially too. You've more than doubled it, actually. It's almost 70 times what it was when you first started with Granada back in 2006. About 5,000 hectares right now, correct?
It's 4,900 hectares. We do things in steps. You know, originally when we got it, there was only 71 hectares. That's when we did our bulk sample. The original bulk sample was supposed to be 450,000 tons, and we're supposed to value it by benches. And we, after we did our first bench, which was 142,000 tons, we said, you know, we cleaned out the mill and all that, said, you know what, forget the bulk sample. Let's go land acquisition. And in the time since we did the bulk sample, we increased it from, like you said, from the original 71 hectares to about almost 4,900 hectares. We're still looking to see if we can add to it that are meaningful acquisitions. But at present, we're pleased with the land acquisition we acquired.
Very good. And I know one thing that you're a big believer in, Frank, is that a mine is not found, it is made.
Yeah, that's an old school approach. And I tell you, if you look at any successful mine through history, they've always been made. You know, anybody can find a deposit, and there's all kinds of deposits out there that, you know what, they have to be made into a mine, and that's all we're doing. Old school, and people who know what to do with a deposit. There's nothing new what we're doing here. It's just something that has been systematically done. Sorry.
No problem. We can do that one over again. And Frank, I know that you're a big believer in the fact that a mine is not found, it is made.
Yeah, that's true, John. It's that every time you look at any mine that's been gone into production, it's because it was made. And we believe in that 100%. So it takes the right amount of people and the right qualities in these people to make a mine. And I think we have the team, as this team in the past has developed and made many mines to date, which are still in operation. So we feel we have the right package to develop this Long Bar zone and whatever other zone we might find on our land package.
Well, we wish you luck, and it's a very exciting story to follow. I thank you very much for the site tour today. It's been incredible. I know I'm staying for a couple of more days to do some more information gathering around here and to look at things in some more detail, and you're headed off to your annual general meeting here later this week in Montreal, correct?
That's right, yeah. Thanks for coming out, John. I really appreciate you coming out, and like I said, phenomenal weather. I thank you for that as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really grateful for that. Yes, and we are heading actually out to our annual AGM, which is in Montreal this Friday. Thank you very much.
Frank Pezza, thank you very much. And we've been with the President and CEO of Gold Bullion Development Corporation here this afternoon, right from the Granada Gold property, and with this exclusive interview at bullmarketrun.com.